I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In many communities, the local church exists to serve people and be a beacon of Christ's love. But not everyone sees it that way. In many countries, the government is threatened by their influence. That's what one pastor in Southeast Asia says is happening in his country.
In the present time, as I know, the government, they just approve the new religious law, and they will put into practice on the first day of January 2018. In that case, if the church doesn't have license and they will use the law to oppress the church.
Asian Access is coming alongside church leaders to encourage and equip them. Please pray that they'd continue to help raise more people to lead the church. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ethiopia is an African country that's home to 88 living languages, but most of them don't have a translation of the Bible. However, Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says they're ready to begin 15 translation projects in the country, but the translations need financial backing.
These workshops are averaging a cost of about $20,000 a piece, which sounds like a lot of money in a short period of time, but when you compare it to the cost of sustaining translation over the period of 10 to 20 years that translation has often required, it's really quite economical. But we're looking for funding specifically for these 15 workshops. Our short-term goal is to raise $300,000 in order to get all of these translations moving.
And to find out how you can help Ethiopians get the Bible in their own language, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.